Title: Creating Forward Motion with Simple Racks Beginner. All right, let's build forward motion in drum and bass the smart way. Not by stuffing in more notes, not by overwriting your drums, but by getting a simple loop to feel like it's traveling somewhere. In DNB, forward motion is controlled movement, tiny shifts in tone, timing, space, and energy that make the exact same pattern feel like it's building, arriving, and evolving. And today we're going to do that with three super practical racks you can reuse forever, using only stock Ableton devices. By the end, you'll have a drum movement rack for your drum bus, a hat motion rack to keep the groove breathing, and a bass pocket rack that adds movement without wrecking your low end. Then we'll use nothing but macro automation to turn a loop into a 32-bar idea. Let's jump in. First, quick project setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That puts you right in classic DNB territory. Create three groups or at least three main tracks: drums, bass, and music or FX. And on the master, keep it clean for now. Just a limiter as safety, ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. That's not mastering, that's just making sure nothing surprises you while you're building. Now step 1. We start with a boring loop on purpose. Make a drum rack track called Drum Rack. Load a kick, a snare, a closed hat, maybe an open hat or ride, and optionally a break slice if you want that jungle flavor. The actual samples don't have to be perfect. What matters is that they're usable and not distorting. Program a basic 1-bar pattern. Kick on 1.1 and 1.3. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4. That's your DNB anchor. Then closed hats doing 8th notes or 16th notes. Keep it consistent. Loop that out to 4 bars. And here's the point. Don't try to fix the boring feeling by adding 20 extra drum hits. We're going to make this move using racks and automation, so you can keep your MIDI simple and your arrangement musical. Now step 2. Rack number 1, the rolling drum movement rack. This one lives on your drum bus, so it affects the whole kit together. Group your drum rack into a group called drums bus. On that group, insert drum bus, then glue compressor, then auto filter. For drum bus, start with drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Keep boom low, like 0 to 10%. Crunch around 5 to 20%. DNB loves attitude, but it also punishes you if you flatten your transients too early. On the glue compressor, use a gentle setting. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and turn soft clip on. Your target is about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're slamming 6 dB non-stop, it'll start to feel small and papery. Then auto filter set to a low pass. Start is mostly open, around 18 kHz, with resonance around 0.7. This is your energy lid. You'll automate it later for builds. Now select those three devices and group them into an audio effect rack. Name it Drums Motion Rack. We're going to map four macros. Macro 1 is drive. Map it to drum bus drive, something safe like 5% up to 25%. If you want, you can also map glue makeup gain from 0 to plus 2 dB, but only if you're disciplined about loudness. Teacher tip: louder always sounds better, so don't let your macro become a cheat. You can always level match later with a utility. Macro 2 is tightness. Map drum bus boom from 0 to 10%, and map glue attack from 3 milliseconds down to 0.3 milliseconds. The concept here is simple. As tightness increases, the compressor grabs faster and the low-end bloom becomes more controlled. That can make the whole groove feel faster without changing tempo. Macro 3 is air. Map auto filter frequency from about 10 kHz up to 20 kHz. Notice we're not mapping 20 HE to 20 kHz. That's a big beginner win. Range limits keep you safe. Air should be more sparkle and openness. Not why did my drums disappear. Macro 4 is pump. After the glue, add a standard compressor. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your kick. If you don't have a dedicated kick track because you're inside a drum rack, you can still route it, or later you can set up a ghost kick. For now, do your best with the routing you have. Set that compressor to ratio of 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see maybe 1 to 4 dB of ducking. Map macro 4 to the threshold, so you can go from subtle groove pocket to stronger rolling pump. And just like that, with four macros, you've got the main forward motion controls for drums: drive and intensity, tightness and speed feel, air and energy, pump and groove pocket. One more coach note before we move on. After you build a rack that includes saturation and compression, level match it. Add a utility at the end of the rack if needed, and make sure bypassing the rack doesn't cause a huge loudness jump. We're trying to make it better, not just louder. Next, step 3, rack number 2, the hat motion rack. Hats are the engine in rolling D&B. If your hats are static, the track feels like it's stuck. If your hats are too random, it feels messy. We want controlled evolution. On your hat track or on the hat chain, if you're doing this inside drum rack, insert auto filter, then saturator, then utility, then reverb. Select them and group into an audio effect rack called hats motion rack. Now the macros. Macro 1. Hat tone. Use auto filter as a high pass or band pass. If you're using high pass, map the frequency from about 200 Hz up to 1.2 kHz and resonance from around 0.4 up to 1.0. This is your thin to bite control. It's also your make room for the snare knob when things get crowded. Macro 2. Grit. On saturator, choose analog clip. Map drive from 0 to plus 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then compensate the output so you're not accidentally making the hats dominate the mix. Hats get harsh fast, so keep it tasteful. Macro 3. Width. On utility, map width from 80% to 140%. Optional but recommended. Keep low frequencies mono. If there's any lowish hat body coming through, you don't want that smeared wide. Macro 4. Micro room. On reverb, make it a tiny room vibe. This audio version is shortened for playback.